players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening and welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for some high school football this evening here on CARE Radio. We're in the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS, playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer, our engineer, making it all happen guy in the CARE Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. And Gus, I tell you what, a couple of teams coming in here early part of the season looking to set the pace, and we're going to take a break and talk all about that. But right now, we're taking a quick break.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Well, high school football getting set to go here on CARE this evening, and once again, Gus Counts with me here. Tom Counts, we're upstairs, and these two teams coming into the ball game tonight. Gus, 1-1, and you know there's a big difference going 2-1 and 1-2. This is the time that you take that big step toward having a good season.
Yeah, for the Tigers, they start the season with a week one victory over the Bulldogs of McLeod, 40-20. Last week, went up to Riverside, hung tight for a while, but it was the Cyclones coming away with a 26-7 victory. For Valley Falls, the same thing. They won in week one up at Horton, 6-0, but last week, took the short trip over to Oskaloosa and came up just a little short, 18-6. Flipping the coin, won by the Tigers, who have elected to defer to the second half, and they're going to get their kicking unit out of the field. They're going to put a toe to the football to begin things. It'll be Colton Lowe, who will be doing the kicking chores for Atchison County. Skies are kind of darkening up, not just because it's getting late in the year and the sun is setting a little earlier. Looks like it's kind of threatening rain, although a quick glance at the radar would indicate otherwise. So we'll be watching that as this one goes on. And it's a little bit of a bouncer, worm burner to the 35, 30, 25, picked up there. It's a 25-yard line. Thus, there are a lot of schools who do that kind of a kick intentionally. I don't know if the Tigers did it intentionally or not, but it certainly prevented any kind of a return.
Yeah, you know, that little worm burner forces the returners to take a second, reach down, pick it up. It just sets off the timing of everything and really throws off the return. And for Valley Falls, they're going to be backed up to their own 24-yard line to start this possession.
It will be Dragons first and 10. And they're getting a little time getting things set down. You like the new electronic down boxes that Atchison County's got this year? Those are kind of cute.
They work for high school.
Do what?
They work really nice for high schools. Saturdays are a problem in the sunlight. They're harder to see, but night games are fantastic.
Here we go. First and 10. They're going to spot the ball up to the 25-yard line. They're going to run a little double wing offense. And the quarterback will hand off. Left half back, cuts to the right side. 25, 30, gets a nice lead block. Breaks the 30, goes up to about the 31-yard line. Moving it around the right side for Valley Falls. There's going to be Carter Pickerell. Riley Kessinger coming over from the free safety spot. And it's an old school kind of offense in a lot of people's mind, but run well, it is hard to defend.
Yeah, as a defender, you look at that, there's a lot of bodies moving right, a lot of bodies moving left. So just have to start hitting people as they run by you.
It's going to pick up a second down five, maybe second down four when they get across the 30-yard line. This time the handoff is going to go same play, but to the opposite way. Hit in the backfield, trying to get to the edge, and Colin Carney cannot break the edge. He's going to lose yardage back to the 29-yard line. And that's suddenly going to bring up a third down and long for Valley Falls. First play, left halfback sweeps right. Second play, right halfback sweeps left. Third down, let's call it third down, seven at the 28-yard line. Just underway, a minute into the ball game this evening. Got that big Tiger logo painted out there. Kind of got that Clemson look happening. Be interesting call. Again, the double wing, not typically a passing kind of offense. So for it to be successful, you got to have short down yardage situations. Hand up to the tailback. He gets nothing. And the Tiger defense is going to force a three and out on the initial possession of the ball game by Valley Falls. And again, if you put yourself in a position where you're not gaining a little ground every down, throwing the ball out of that formation is difficult. Going to be a single man back deep for Atchison County. An ACCA chance is going to come out of this with pretty good field position. The return man going to settle in at his own 40. The punt is away. It is a nice high kick. Will be allowed to bounce. Takes a valley bounce inside the 40 to the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. It'll bring up a first and 10, and the Tigers are going to have their offense out of the field for the first time here today as Riley Kessinger was looking for the return. Gusman had no opportunity to make one. For ACCHS, you've got an experienced line. Seniors like Quentin Allison and Nathan Palmer. We've got Elijah Webb as a junior tackle. Austin Lanner coming in as a sophomore on the left side and centering it all up. For Atchison County is going to be junior Chase Lumen. Quarterback Cody Falk, he is a junior. We'll take the handoff, play action, back to throw, lobs one deep, going down the left side. He's got a man, and it's just out of his reach, and that was very well defended as Riley Kessinger racing down the field, coming up by Duncan Alvarenga. And it will bring up a second down, Tim. Very different ways of going about moving the ball between these two teams in their first possession. So you're you're looking at one team just trying to grind it out of the Tigers. They were going for the deep strike on play number one. Clock stopping here early on. 9:47 to go in the first. We are scoreless yet in Atchison County. Snap back. Handoff will go to the tailback. He'll bump off the right side. Kick out to the edge. Gets to the 35. 40 races to the corner. Picking up a first down. Gets across midfield. And a nice slashing run. Angling to the far sideline. And the Tigers able to pick up some nice yardage. And Max Bodaroff will pick up the first down. And ACCHS is in Dragon territory at the 49. Atchison County in the home black uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants with orange and white lettering and trim. For Valley Falls, it's the traveling white jerseys and pants, black helmets with the gold logo and black lettering and trim. First down, and three defenders come across the line of scrimmage simultaneously, guys. It's as if they thought they knew what the count was because they all shot across, and that is going to cost Valley five. So the Tigers will be looking at a first down and five. And if you're a coach, you know, you got to think, do I change the call here a little bit, or do I just stick with what I had?
Stick with the play call.
It happens again, and the defense shoots across, and the Tigers are going to pick up, or are going to give it back.
Yeah, that time the left tackle kind of rocked back and it forced the defense to come off sides. And so, five-yard penalty, even back out. We're still looking at first and 10.
Wearing out the grass a little bit here at the stadium. By the way, it is really nice. The field is in great condition. Looks fantastic. Here's a handoff to the tailback, Raul Malara. Going to find it going really tough. Probably does not regain the line of scrimmage, make it a second and 11. Tigers are at the midfield mark. Coming back into the game for ACCHS, they're going to be both Kane Kuntz and Rance Vassar. Second down, and we're going to make it 11, just on their side of the 50-yard line for Atchison County. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS with his first possession of the ball game. Quarterback's going to pitch. Tailback will sweep to the left side. Looking for an edge. The corner comes up. Turns him back inside, but he breaks the tackle to the 50. Left side 40. Down the hash mark 30. First and 10 Tigers. And that was a really, really strong run by Raul. Carter Pickerel makes the tackle. And thus the defender off the corner came up and then kind of ran by a little bit. Raul shook him and was able to really sprint down the side.
Yeah, he did a great job once he got to the sideline, put a foot in the ground and headed west, and right there able to take it down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers with 8:23 left in this first quarter.
Ben Hanke going to go wide to the right side, coming up over there by Damian Cervantes. Quarterback's going to play one over to the running back coming out at the tailback spot. He'll be hit at the line, spun around, may have picked up one. Certainly got no more than that. As you got in the middle and the traffic was dense and hard going in there, you got Tucker Edmonds going to get credit for the tackle. So Sally Falls has got some big guys in the middle of that line. And, of course, let's be candid, the white uniform is always makes them look a little bigger.
Yeah, the white uniforms are going to make you look bigger. But you talk about the big size in the middle. You talk about Tucker Edmonds, who just made that last tackle, tall, lean, your typical defensive end. But Jesse Tyler in the middle is a big guy to move.
Second down, 9. Handoff, tailback, bust into the left side, and Rance Vassar is going to have the legs taken out from him after about a gain of nearly 5. So Atchison County taking it right into the middle of the line.
Flint Seymour, the middle linebacker, able to come up and make the stop on the play, but now the Tigers looking, playing a little behind the sticks. They're looking at a 3rd and 7 right here.
Alara back into the game along with Colton Lowe as from the near sideline. Head coach Cody Techmeyer brings him in.
Official stopping play for a moment.
We got a problem with the football.
Wipe it down a little bit.
Well, it is not a lot of rain on it. I don't think anybody's got any stick'em out here.
A little too warm for like a pine tar or anything.
Yeah. They sent the Tigers sent their equipment manager out on the field, and we're going to get that shaped up. I figured they were going to throw another ball in, but no. Here we go. It is going to be, we'll stretch this chain back out again. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 8. Quarterback hands off. Little trap thrown to the left side. 25. He's going to get the first down to the 20-yard line. Just leaning inside the 20-yard line. Oh, it's going to be really close. I thought he may have had just a little more because this is
go for it territory either way.
Yeah, anytime you cross midfield, you're probably looking at going for it. Anytime you're inside the 30, you're definitely going for it. And the officials eyed up, and they said, yeah, let's not even bring out the sticks. Let's call it a first and 10 Tigers.
So for ACCHS, they've taken their first position of the game and started with pretty good field position and have slowly moved this thing downfield. And now there's a lot of shifting going on in front of that offensive line. Quarterback with the back on either side of him, and two or three or four guys take off and make it a first and 15.
Yeah, one of those plays where half the offense figured it was on one and the other half realized it was on two, and the center wasn't really sure it's going to cost the Tigers 5 yards. For ACCHS, penalties haven't really been a big issue so far in this first drive. That's our second false start, but we haven't seen, you know, some of those formational issues. We haven't seen any holdings on this first drive. It's been a nice one for ACCHS.
Kessinger to the left. Quarterback's going to take it, keep it straight ahead, get across the line of scrimmage, and kind of swim his way down to the 20-yard line, picking up four of those lost 5 yards on that penalty a moment ago. Tackled by Carter Pickerel. Second down, 11, ACCHS. The ball on the left hash mark. We're midway through the opening quarter. Still no score in Effingham, Kansas, as ACCHS and Valley Falls getting together here tonight. I guess we'd always talk about, and I say always because it's become kind of a thing, the number of possessions you're going to get in the course of a ball game. And there may not be many here tonight. Here's a snap, the direct run, and straight ahead down to about the 15-yard line. It's going to be Max Botteroff.
That time, Flint Seymour coming up to make the stop for Valley Falls, along with Chandler Martins, the outside linebacker. A couple guys come in. It'll be now a, I don't know what, like a third and six?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Third down at about a half a dozen, just shy of the 15-yard line. Tigers deep in Valley Falls territory. Moving the ball. They're moving it slowly. They're taking a ton of time off the clock, and they've thrown the ball once, and that was on the first play of the game. Quarterback back, takes a high snap, now throws one over the middle. It's going to be behind his intended receiver, down around the 5-yard line, and it'll go incomplete. As he was looking for Riley Kessinger over there, but Kessinger had cut into the middle, and the ball went kind of over his outside shoulder, stopping the clock at 5:17 to go in the first.
So for now, ACCHS looking at a fourth down and six call right here, and so digging into the playbook a little bit, trying to figure out what is that play that I like on this fourth down call right here.
Okay, you've got Raul Malara coming in, Colton Lowe coming in. Rowles had the biggest play. Let's put it that way, the biggest play, biggest gainer of the game so far.
So as an offensive coordinator, best start, go on two right here. See if you can pick up a 3-5 and look at a fourth and one.
Going to go a little offset eye, and the quarterback's going to hand off again to misdirection, trying to bounce to the outside, into the backfield, pulling away from the first, but not from the second, but that's going to be a horse collar tackle, and that is going to give the Tigers a free first down as Colton Lowe is trying to get to the outside. The defender got there a little late, reached out, and caught him by the collar.
Yeah, that time trying to run counter to the left side, and just Valley Falls had strung the field out, did a nice job, but as he got to the sideline, just reaches up there and grabs him by the shoulder pads and pulls him back. So a tough break right there for Valley Falls, and actually, they're going to call it a face mask, but either way, it's a tough call because that's on the tackle. You had him on the sideline. You had him stop for no gain. And instead, it'll be a first and goal for ACCHS just inside the 10. Let's call it the 9-yard line.
We have seen a lot of penalties in this opening quarter. We're down 5 minutes to go in the first. QB, back to throw, rolling right, lots of time. Now being chased out of the pocket, throws into the end zone, it's batted, intercepted, but there are markers on the ground, probably a holding call, and if that's the case, Valley Falls is held.
Yeah, it is a holding call. The quarterback was trying to boot out, guy just couldn't get squared up on his defender, and the pass intercepted in the end zone right there by Damian Cervantes. So the official is going to take a moment to talk about this, but like I said, it looked like it was a hold on the right side as the quarterback was trying to boot out.
Our crew is a methodical bunch. They're going to take their time and work on this, get it ironed out. Speaking of time, tomorrow, time is going to be here pretty soon. We're going to have Benedictine football. Ravens are going to be playing tomorrow afternoon. It is their longest road trip of the regular season as BC will be in Dubuque. You'll hear it all live here on K-Radio. The Ravens and Clark, pregame at about 12:30. They kick off at 1 o'clock, and Gus, your observation spot on. The holding call against the Tigers will be declined. The interception in the end zone in Valley Falls is held. They're going to have that their own 20-yard line 5 minutes to go in the first. It's scoreless.
Yeah, so that's going to be a holding, and it's going to be on the right side of your line. And you're going to see that play a lot in high school football just because you're trying to slide out and get him versus try to stair-step back, and it's just really a blocking technique thing. And so, again, as these players get a little older and start figuring some things out like that, it becomes a little easier to play. But right now, Valley Falls with the football in their second possession of the evening.
They stay with that double wing mid. Cervantes is going to be lined to the left side. First and 10. Long, long count. Now, they'll motion to the right side. Quarterback is back, looking left, going left, hits his man. At the 25, 30, first down, and bumped out of bounds with a first and 10. Carter Pickerel with the catch and carry it. God, that was a nice little play. Put Carter in motion and then hit him in the backfield, and already he's got a head of steam built up, headed for the edge.
That time making the stop over there for ACCHS. Cody Falk into the ball game playing defense.
The ball advanced to the 32-yard line. Valley Falls will have another first down. Very wide to the near side. For the Dragons, it's going to be Damian Cervantes. Damian's got excellent speed. Also, see him play on the Dragons basketball team. He's extremely athletic. Here's a handoff to the fullback. And yes, for the second time, there's been nowhere for Colin Kearney to go. He carried it earlier and this time, and each time he's not been able to get back to the line.
Yeah, the Packers have been really stout in the middle. That time, Colton Lowe, the senior linebacker, came up filled quickly. No gain on the play. They're actually going to say a loss of two. That'll bring up now a second and 12 for the Valley Falls offense.
Really nice crowd. It is homecoming 2025 here at ACCHS. And fans for both teams have turned out great. It was a legacy. When the stands have this many people out there, makes for a great atmosphere.
Tigers out there running like a base 34 defense right now.
Second down long. Quarterback's back, feeling some heat, steps up in the pocket now, running for his life, rolling right, looking downfield, and a desperation throw out of bounds just before he's pushed out of play. And it's going to go incomplete, of course, as it is thrown way out of bounds. And Gus, give Grant Meyer credit. He was being chased by Colton Lowe, and Riley Kessinger was going downfield. But tell you what, he did a good job of realizing this was going to be a bad deal and just got rid of it, and no penalty.
Yeah, got himself all the way to the sideline and just realized this is not going to end well. Throws it away. 4 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Between penalties, first downs, and the ball going out of play, the opening quarter has taken a little bit here in Effingham, Kansas. Skies continue to be very dark and gray. It's a little rose-colored sunshine in the deep west. The sun beginning to set over here. But again, no rain forecast for this game time. Third down 12 from their own 30-yard line. Valley's going to send Colin Kearney wide to the left side, throw it out of the backfield, cutting into the center, but there's just not much room, and the ball pops out, penalty marker down.
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on there. That time they just ran a quick swing pass to the left side. Colton Lowe was quickly over there, diagnosed it, made the hit, and penalty marker sealed right as all the commotion happened on the left side. And I don't know, you got to figure probably a hold. Keep looking over here to the Valley Falls sideline. Worry if possibly even a face mask on this.
This is walk clear over and having a visit with Coach Hofstra. And there you
go. There you go. It is holding. Well, that was my original assessment, was that we figured it had to be a hold. But then the official walked all the way to the Valley Falls sideline, and I was starting to doubt that that was the call. So for Valley Falls, they're now looking at a fourth down. Figured that on their second punt, they're going to be second possession, they'll look to punt it away again.
First punt was not terribly deep, but then to the really good Valley Falls bounce, it was high and hanging, and the return man got away from it. This snap is back. This boot is away, and similarly, it's this time going to be fair caught and dropped. It's thrown on the ground and right into the hands of a fellow Tiger. It was saved by Ben Henke.
Raul.
No, that Raul? I had six. It was five. Okay, Raul saves the game a little bit for the Tigers right there. That one carried directly to him.
First. ACCHS, they put a lot of pressure on the punter right there. Rance Vassar came through, and he was just fingertips away from it. You know he's coming over to the near sideline telling Coach Techmeyer that, hey, I'm going to get one of those this evening.
I can get back there. So for Atchison County, it's second possession of the game. With 3:40 to go in the opening quarter, we're still scoreless here at Effingham, Kansas, ACCHS. With a little bit of an offset, eye to the left side of the quarterback, Courtney Falk. He'll take the ball, hand off, pull back, into the backfield, spun around, breaks away. On his feet, yeah, cuts the right side, and then they pull that thing dead.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I didn't see the knee go down, but maybe I missed it. He's over there close to me, but, man, I thought it was a great job by Colton Loge to spun away from that first tackler, and as he broke to the outside, was running downfield, but they call him back and say it's a loss of four.
Yeah, they're going to stop his forward progress after a loss on the play. So a tough break right there for ACCHS. Now they're looking at a second and long right here.
Tigers for their own 39-yard line, second down, calling about 14. And again, Hatchins County's going to shift out of it. Quarterback with a back on either side of him, two receivers wide to the left and one wide to the right. Snap back. Rolling left, cutting into the middle, tripped up at the crossing the line of scrimmage and getting beyond the 40. Given a couple of yards, Rance Vester is going to advance the ball. And ACCHS has used a lot of deception in their offense. And they will shift that offensive line around. They are shifting the backs around. You never know just to whom that ball is going to be snapped. So here we go in a third down and a dozen. Tigers at their own 41. ACCHS first possession. They were able to march that thing downfield until a pass got picked off in the end zone. But they're going to have to pick up a third down and long here. High right. QB will hand off misdirection. Now counter to the left side and crossing the line of scrimmage. Maybe Colton Lowe picks up a yard. No more than that. Duncan Alvarenga with a tackle on the play and four. ACCHS, it looks like Gus, their first punt of the afternoon coming up.
Yeah, that time ACCHS tried to run counter back to the weak side on that play, and Alvarenga was the backside cornerback, and so many times when you see the action go away from you as a cornerback, you realize, I don't have a receiver here, I'll go chase that play. Instead, he stayed home, the counter came right back to him, and he was able to make a quick hit on that play. Nice job by Duncan Alvarenga there.
Colin Carney back for the return. He's a huge guy for returning kicks, and this one will bounce and stay in bound and bounce to the 20 and the 15, and that thing just went down the hash mark, staying about 2 feet in the field of play all the way to the 9. That is spectacular.
That was a wonderful punt. That thing hit, and I think you described it perfectly. Just stayed rolling down the sideline, and as a return man, Colin Carney just kept staring at it, and he said, man, I wanted to pick that up, but there's no doing it at this point. And for Valley Falls, kind of been the story of this first quarter of play. It started with bad field position. The ACCHS defense has been swarming to this point.
First and 10. So Valley Falls, field position gets from not real good to okay to worst of all, back at their own 9-yard line to begin this third series of the ballgame. Minute 19 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless and first and 10, Valley. QB will take it. Hands off, misdirection, right side, into the backfield, down at the 6, a loss of 3. Outstanding pursuit, and I'll tell you what, guys, Evan Falk, he diagnosed that thing from the start.
Yeah, Evan Falk playing that defensive end position, got up the field, saw the play coming back to him, diagnosed it perfectly, the junior, with a big stop on that play, and now brings up second and 11. We are under a minute to play here in this first quarter.
So for Valley Falls, we have not seen them throw the ball yet much. Now, do you try something like that this deep in your own end? Because the Tigers have gotten really aggressive.
Well, the way the Tigers are approaching this on defense, I'm going to tell you, Valley Falls should be able to run this thing downhill because they're not really putting low defensive linemen. Everybody's kind of in that sprinter stance, and they're bringing linebackers up and kind of sugaring them around.
Here's a handoff left side, and being spun around. There's nowhere for Colin Carney to go. He may lose another yard, certainly gain nothing.
That time in there on the stop for ACCHS. Looks like Elijah Webb over there.
And that is going to be the final play of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the field after one in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS and Valley Falls are scoreless. Uh-oh. They stopped that with 12 seconds. Are you kidding me? Here we go.
I've been out 56. It's 56. Sorry. And it's the first quarter.
Let me welcome you back and put together Effingham, Kansas. It's going to take a little bit to switch into the field, Gus, between the first and second quarters, because that ball is back inside the 5-yard line when we get this thing back underway here in the second quarter. Welcome back, everybody, to Homecoming 2025 here at ACCHS.
A couple scores coming in from around the area. Well, Wyatt Giroux up there with his Red Hawks. They're still scoreless at the end of a quarter with Sabatha. You've got, wow, at the end of a quarter, St. Mary's 2, Jeff West nothing. Interesting. Holton 16, Royal Valley 0, Nemaha 14, Rossville 6 at the end of a quarter. And Centralia leads Onega 15-0. Centralia to Onega, that can't be that far.
From Centralia to Onega?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Can I tell you, I'm not even sure where Centralia is on the map, but I can get you to Onega.
You've been to Onega.
Get you to Buffalo Country.
You've been by Onega.
I can get you to Wheaton, too. Yeah, that's a real town. I know that one exists.
Once you get through Blaine and Wheaton, and, you know, you're in pretty good shape.
So as we get set for this second quarter of play, Valley Falls is only on their third possession of the ballgame. ACCHS only touched it twice in the first quarter. These two teams have just kind of played this game mostly on the Valley Falls side of the field, but not a whole lot of offense really clicking in the early going.
We're set for the first play of the second quarter, and I'm going to, after this, ask you a question. The quarterback takes hands off, and they'll try a little reverse. It's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. There's nothing. Markers, one, two, maybe three, thrown at the point of tackle. Tigers thought that they might even have scored a safety right there, but the officials are saying he is just beyond and outside the goal line. So this team's got to pull their shortness out. I feel like the coaching staffs are playing this really close to the vest, or is this just the style that we're seeing from these two teams? Is this just how they play a very conservative fashion?
Yeah, I think that's really where these two teams are, right? Like, I mean, you're going to play a little conservative right now. You don't want to make that big mistake. Keep this ball game closed, and when that big opportunity presents itself, you're looking to be able to kick that door open. Right now, my biggest thing is for Valley Falls, you've got to come out and, I know you're running the ball, quit trying to run outside the tackles because you've got big guys in the middle. ACCHS is so fast sideline to sideline and closing on those plays. For Valley Falls, if you're running like gap A to gap A, I mean, that's where these plays are.
Well, the punt is away and the Tigers are going to have great field position. Here comes Riley Kessinger, right side. He's to the 10, the 5-yard line, dives for the end zone, and he is short. Fisher's going to walk down and say he stepped out at the 4-yard line, and there's a marker down on the return. Gus, the Valley Falls punter had his heels to the very back of the end zone as the ball was at the 3-yard line. It was, did a nice job getting it away. You mentioned earlier how Atchison County's been pressuring him on the punts, and you'd think that he's, one of these times they're going to get a hand on one. But he got it away. It was not terribly long, and the Tigers made a great return.
So the Tigers, with this penalty, I figure it's going to end up somewhere around the 20-yard line.
The marker's down at the 10, so they're going to spot it from there and bring it out to the 20. So 10 yards from the point of infraction, it'll be first and 10. ACCHS beginning this possession in a great spot. If you're the Tigers, you got to feel, don't you, a little bit like you need to take advantage of the opportunity here.
Yeah, you've got great field position right here, and Tigers continue to do that. Shift the entire line to the left.
The snap back on a Wildcat, and the ball carrier, if you want to call it that, is Raul Malara, and he is swamped in the backfield. That's the play just never developed as Carter Pickrell shot through there and wrapped him up before he even got to advance. It'll be lost of a couple.
You know, right now, when I've seen the Tigers shift the line, they've struggled to pick up their player, right? So if you're the right side guard and now you become the left side guard, well, when you were counting off 0-2-4, like, you're getting confused when you're moving to the backside of the line. They're missing guys, and that's why you're getting a lot of run-throughs on that formation. It's just been a struggle.
Cooch and Vester check into the game, and now Tigers are going to try to sweep to the outside. They will get to the edge of the 20, down to the 15, working his way down the edge, breaking a tackle. Is he bumped out of bounds? Is he in the end zone? Looking for a call by the official, and touchdown. Well, it took him a minute to decide whether he'd gotten out of bounds or not. And let me tell you part of the problem, Gus, with making that call and whether that was going to be a touchdown or not, we're shorthanded on the guys in Stripe at church tonight.
We got five, maybe? Is that right?
We got four.
Four? All right. So a touchdown run for the Tigers puts them on the board. And now
five down. Yeah.
Looking for the PAT.
So for ACCHS, it is going to be held by Kane Kuntz. It's going to be kicked by Colton Blow. Oh, right foot straightaway kicker, and it's not going to get there, and we have a timeout.
With the first score of the ball game on the board, timeout on the field. We're at 10:49 to go in the opening half. It is Atchison County 6, Valley Falls nothing.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
The county did what good teams do. They got an opportunity, and they took advantage of it, having that ball in a short field situation in the first possession of the second quarter, put it into the end zone, and now lead 6-0. Welcome back to Effingham, everybody. Shows up at a studio, Gus with me here upstairs, and the Tigers getting set to kick it away. And for Valley Falls, Gus, they're looking to get the offense untracked a little bit.
Yeah, and here's a good shot for them to have maybe their best starting field position of the day, because the Tigers have done a great job of pushing Valley Falls back and forcing them into bad starting field position.
There we go. The Tigers were one guy short. Now they got 10 or 11. 10 besides the kicker. Kicking the ball is going to be Colton Lowe. And here's the advance, and there's the boot. It is going to be short. It is going to be fought for across the 50-yard line. ACCHS fans feel like they may have gotten it, and they are going to be right. The Tigers are going to recover. What, Gus, again, as we saw that at the opening kickoff of the ballgame, was it really an onside kick, or did it just kind of get away and didn't go very deep? But ACCHS, after scoring, is going to get the football right back.
That was an onside kick, right? Like, he just dribbled that one off the tee. It wasn't, like, shot down the field, so I'm going to go with my gut here that that was a designed onside kick, and now the Tigers will keep their offense out on the field, and they're going to have the first and 10 in Dragon territory at the 48. 10:49 left here in the first half.
Yeah, they're going to begin their second consecutive possession in Valley Falls territory. The pitch will go to the tailback. He'll try to get to the outside again. It's going to outrun everybody to the 50-45. Down near the 40-yard line, it's going to be Max Botteroff. He just scored that last touchdown, and he reels off 9 yards here before Chandler Martins bumps him out of bounds into the Tiger sideline.
Now, the white hat is having a long conversation with an ACCHS player out there, and now they'll break out. That was with Cody Falk. So Cody's went 3 tonight, not one.
It is second and about a yard. Atchison County's at the Valley 40. The pitch will go to the tailback. Ducking him, follow his blocking, gets upfield, his hit from behind it. Because I'm not sure he got the first down. It looked like he had some room, but then Duncan Alvaranga got over there in a hurry. Held him down, but the ankles are going to say he's down to the 40-yard line, and it is going to still be third and one at the Valley Falls 40-yard line. What we have not seen these teams do is throw the football much tonight. I get a vibe we're not going to.
You know what else we haven't seen? We haven't seen the teams really run between the tackles and that kind of guard box right now.
Everybody's looking to get outside. Now here it is, the straight ahead run, and the power moves. First down ACCHS, and that was just a good, clean, straight run that you were looking for, and Bumrock took it.
Yeah, just a straight downhill run by Max right there, able to pick up the first down. And in this early going, both of these teams are pretty fast, right? They do a real nice job of spreading the field, playing sideline to sideline, and just stretching it out, using the sideline as the 12th defender. And so that's why right now I'd like to see both of these teams just run the ball downhill a little more and try to loosen up the defenses.
First and 10, Atchison County. From the 36-yard line of Valley Falls, penalty markers prior to the snap, and we're going to get a false start.
False start, let's get started.
That time you had a tackle on a pole play, and you're just trying to get it pulled out just a little quick there. It'll be now at first and 15 for ACCHS.
So for the Tigers, because you saw it in the pregame warm-ups, you talked about it a time or two there, and again, it kind of comes to light on that play. That offensive line is doing a whole lot of stuff in there. Very complex, it would seem to be. Trying to get into the middle. There's no room. Going the wrong way. Hit and pulled to the ground. Run of the football is going to be Raul Malara and Colin Kearney. He drew a bead on him. And Raul tried to put a couple of moves on. Colin didn't bite.
Yeah, that time Colin Kearney playing in the backside defensive end. He looks over, sees the backside guard pulling towards him, understands that it's counter coming back this way. That time he just pressed and didn't allow any room for the running back to turn it upfield.
Max Bonneroff, Colton Lowe rotate in and out as the Tigers have basically, a couple of receivers that they're running in and out and just trading off and bringing the plays in from the near sideline. For Atchison County, though, it's going to be second down at about 20. QB is back to throw with time. Fires a bullet over the middle. It's going to be caught inside the 40. Hit at the 35-yard line and pushed down to the 33. That was a nice catch in the middle and because that was just a blistering fast pass thrown. And Carter Pickrell and Grady Smith make the tackle. But ACCHS does not get a first down, but a nice catch by Ben Hankey really picks up a chunk of that.
Yeah, what you did is you picked up, two-thirds of that?
Yeah.
And so now you're looking at a third and seven, which, again, probably not exactly third manageable, but now if you're playing for four downs, you only need about three or four here.
Kessinger is wide left. Quarterback is back to throw again. He's hit as he releases the ball. He's got a man wide open. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line. Going the wrong way, down at the 24. As Riley tried to swing it out to the right side, Grady Smith did not allow him to get to the edge. However, it's plenty for the first down, and the Tigers will keep this drive alive.
Nice play right there by quarterback Cody Falk. He had Tucker Edmonds bearing down on him. Cody stood in the pocket, made a great throw out there to the left side, and then took a big hit afterwards.
Moving the chains once again, Atchison County with a 6-0 lead has the football first and 10 at the 23-yard line in Dragon territory. QB, hands off, tail back, busses straight ahead, gets it to the 20, kicks to the outside, picks up three more. He's down to the 17-yard line. That was a nice 5-yard pickup, maybe even six. Colin Kearney makes the tackle. Colin's working.
But that's the play we've been talking about all 90s. Stop trying to get to the outside so quickly. There's a lot of running room that you're going to be able to gain right now in the middle. 6-yard gain on first down. They're now looking at only a second and four at the 7:30 mark here in the first half.
Now we're seeing the Tigers kind of opening the offense up a little bit also here in the second quarter. Second down, handoff. We'll go to the left side. They bounce outside, and it is going to be a couple of yards gain, make it a third down three, but because you indicated this a moment ago, inside the 20-yard line now, we're well within four down territory here. ACCHS marching downfield, take a time off the clock as we go inside 7 minutes to play in the opening half. How's it going in Stillwater? Any update on them?
Yeah, well, just like tomorrow, it's all hurricanes.
Hurricanes are winning it in Stillwater.
Yeah, right now, Tulsa leading Oklahoma State 10-3 in the second.
Handoff is going to go to the tailback, and again, it's going to be Raul Malara. This time, straight ahead, he is. Does he have it?
It's going to be very close. The official going to eye it up. Thought he had it. No, they're going to say just a little short.
Big call for the Tigers on a fourth down one. Do you have that jumbo package? Do you have that brotherly shove? This is where you would bring it in.
So now the Tigers are going to bring in another offensive lineman on this play, and that's going to be 68.
All right.
I'd like to tell you who 68 is, but he doesn't appear on the roster.
You know. First, fourth and one. Tigers inside the 15-yard line, deep in Valley Falls territory with a 6-0 lead. Quarterback's going to hand it off on a misdirection. It's going to be negative yardage for the Tigers. That thing took a while to develop, but Tucker Edmonds says, if you're coming back the opposite way into my arms, I'll stop this play, and he did it.
Yeah, that time just an underneath crosswalk action, and Tucker Edmonds, the defensive end, came flying up the field and made a hit in the backfield. So for the Tigers, a possession that started with the onside kick is going to end in a turnover on downs. And for Valley Falls, no surprise here. They're going to start with not great starting field position, this thing all the way back to the 15.
But if you're Valley Falls, you got to feel pretty good about how that all turned out after having given up a touchdown and given a ball back on the onside kick. Their defense stiffens inside the 20-yard line, and they're going to not give up any points and have it back trailing only by 6. We are halfway through the second quarter, 6-0 ACCHS. Quarterback Grant Meyer for Valley Falls, single man behind him. Back to that double-wing offense with the receiver to the left side, handoff going to go to the fullback. He is hit hard at the line of scrimmage. There will be no gain.
That time, Rance Vetzer, the first guy back there. Also, Colton Lowe on the stop for ACCHS.
For a moment, it looked like the linebackers kind of had enough spread out there that he was going to get into that second layer of the defense and have some room, but that closed up right away. Second down, 10. Valley Falls will come wide to the left side. They're going to run Duncan over here. Also, a single man wide to the right. Running back to the quarterback's left hand on the second down 10 call. QB's back. He's being pursued. Breaks away from one tackler. Rolling right now. Throwing with all he's got. Downfield, and it is tipped away at the 50-yard line and incomplete. Riley Kessinger. Gus, if he does not reach out and slap that ball away, you just would have seen an 80-yard touchdown.
Yes, saved a touchdown right there. Kessinger, only a sophomore for ACCHS, dropped back, got over there, realized that the receiver, the intended receiver over there, got behind him, but he did a nice job of reaching up, knocking the ball away from Flint Seymour.
Third and 10 for Valley Falls. One of the things that a play that long down the field does, the clock stops with the incompletion, but it takes a while for everybody to get back to the other end near the huddle or near the line of scrimmage and get into the huddle and then get back out with a play. Third down long, they're going to have to step it up here a little bit. Quarterback straight back to throw again. Now, it's going to be a QB draw. Oh, he's thinking about throwing. Rolling, kind of a little push pass, and it's picked off. Incomplete. A diving effort by Riley Kessinger. That's that thing. I thought maybe he scooped it up, but he got away.
Yeah, that's when the quarterback rolled to the right, threw kind of that dying quail across the field, and Kessinger went flying up there, but just couldn't quite scoop it up. That'll bring up now a 4th and 10 for Valley Falls, and you got to expect that this is going to be their fourth punt of the evening.
And you got to expect the Tigers are going to be really looking at this one hungrily, as the punter is going to be standing back just inside his own 5-yard line, and here comes Colin Kearney to kick. Takes a nice snap, advances, and gets away a line drive kick. It'll be fielded to the 50, rolling around on the ground, picked up by a second guy, and finally he's going to be swarmed over for no advance of the football. Riley Kessinger saves the day.
Yeah, that time he got back there, was able to scoop it up, but by the time he got to it, Jesse Hurts on the stop for Valley Falls.
So it's going to be 1st and 10, ACCHS.
But for ACCHS, again, we've talked about it, starting this possession on the Valley Falls side of the field at the 48-yard line.
Because here's the thing. The Tigers have had, they've had the field position pretty much the entire game. And yet, have a 6-0 lead.
Right. So
haven't taken a lot of advantage.
Yeah, if you're Valley Falls, that's where your defense is kind of hanging its hat right now, is that they've only given up one touchdown so far tonight.
Cody takes a snap, a little delay on the handoff. That play develops super slowly, and moving ahead, Colton Lowe will get 8 yards.
That time in on the stop for Valley Falls is going to be Brady Nellis.
It was almost like a false start where the ball snapped back, but nobody moved for just a little bit. And finally, the play commenced. Second down and 9 at the Valley Falls 47-yard line. Down to 4.5 minutes to go in the opening half.
That's one of those plays where you're sitting there and the center snaps it on one and everybody else thinks it's on two, and now all of a sudden you're racing around trying to figure out the play.
Kessinger left, Hankey right. pitch play. We'll go to the tailback. Sweep it to the outside. It's going to be Rance. He'll turn the corner. Picks up yards. He is so fast. Gets the first down. 40, 35. Drags tacklers. He's going to be close to the 30-yard line.
The one player that's not going to get enough credit right now, but will when you start looking at the film on that, that was Riley Kessinger, the sophomore wide receiver out there, did a great job of sealing off his cornerback, pushed him out to the sideline, allowed that little bit of an avenue for Rance Vessel to turn it east, and he got that thing down to the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Tigers with 4:10 left in the first half.
They've got plenty of time. First down at the 30-yard line, a 6-0 lead. Now back split, one on each side of quarterback Cody Falk. Wing to the right, hand off, they'll bounce outside, breaks away from a tackle, breaks away from another, and finally, the third defender is able to bring Colton Lowe to the ground. Colton was shifty out there. He kind of sidestepped one, kind of backed away from the other, but finally A.J. Reeves, the big D-tackle, comes in there.
ACCHS did that little shift of line from the right to the left.
Now, what's the point of doing?
And Mitch will tell you, loss of two. Like, that has been the overwhelming story tonight. When ACCHS shift that line, it tends to go for negative yardage. They're just struggling to pick up where their guys have moved to when they've switched sides of the line.
QB will pitch to the right side, looking to get to the edge, trying to get outside to the 30, 25. He found a seam down to the 20-yard line. And here is the game for the Tigers. Gus is Raul Malara. Gets downfield, tackle by the free safety, Grady Smith. If the Tigers are able to get that ball to the outside at two, a little bit of daylight, they're just blinding speed, picks up big yards.
Yeah, so a lot of it right now relies on those offensive tackles trying to seal those defensive ends inside. That time they did. They got out there, they hooked the defensive end in, and your receivers have been really good blockers so far tonight.
Got a sweep, but go to the left. That's the wide side of the field, and again, they're looking for the edge this time. A one-on-one tackle is going to be initiated and made, and Raul brought down by Duncan Alvaranga, and there's going to be no gain, maybe even the loss of a yard. And that time they tried to stretch it left because the corner came up and sealed that edge.
Yeah, and we talked about just a second ago that these Tiger receivers have been great blockers tonight. That time just the cornerback slipped off of him, but for the Tigers, I've been very impressed with his wide receiver blocking down the field.
Second down and a dozen. Atchison County at the Valley 22-yard line. 2:22 to go in the first half. 6-0, ACCHS. Second down, long call. Quarterback will hand off again. They'll go to that misdirection. Straight up the middle. 15-10. Outrunning the defenders. He's going to walk in. Touchdown, Tigers. Once he got, again, beyond that line of scrimmage, there was just no way they were going to catch him.
Yeah, that was a great job for the Tigers. Run downhill. Got it into that second level. Kind of cut it over here to the near pylon. And for the Tigers, they get the second touchdown of the first half.
And Raul Malara was able to run that thing in. And he cut to the middle and then bounced it outside. And, gosh, everybody who touches the ball for Atchison County has shown me excellent speed. Very impressed. ACCHS is going to go for the PAT. They're not running two. They're going to kick this, and it is high enough, and he got it over there. The point after a successful, we're taking a break. Time out of the field with 2 minutes and 10 to go in the opening half. Now, Atchison County 13, Valley Falls nothing.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Well, ACCHS getting ready to kick it away again. It'll be, what, Gus, their fourth kickoff of the opening half, and none of them have been very high. None of them have been very deep. You'd be surprised. I would be surprised if Valley Falls doesn't get more of a hands team up here near the point of return.
Hey, with that last touchdown, ACCHS has now outscored the Royals tonight. They're only in the third inning.
For that. What
The Royals are up on the Blue Jays right now, 10-1, and go figure. Salvi hits another home run tonight.
Was that 31 then?
Gets them over 30, yeah. A 7-run first inning for the Royals tonight.
No nerfing. First, here we go with the kickoff, getting ready to get this thing back underway with 2 minutes and 10 to go in the opening half. The Tiger advance, and again, it's a short, squibby kick. It takes a big hop, taken at the 25-yard line. Valley Falls going the wrong way, looking for an edge that never develops and finally pushed out of bounds, and it will be Valley Falls football at the 25-yard line. They tried to get outside, but again, the Tiger speed wasn't just able to run him all the way to the sideline, never let him get around.
I feel like I want to take every returner and show them Devin Hesterfield. Right? Don't really get outside a 5-yard window. Just use the guy's speed against him and run right at him. So the ball will be back in for Valley Falls. Not awful starting position for them. I mean, this thing's down to the 24-yard line. 2:03 left in the first half, and don't worry, Joseph, we're not going to send it back to you in 3 seconds. We would tomorrow, though.
You think? It could happen.
Well, we don't have the 2-minute timeout here.
That's true. Here we go. Hands off straight in the middle. Not much. Yeah, that's running into a massive humanity for a yard or two.
Yeah, that time they were trying to run off the right guard and just nothing going, and ECCHS had that sniffed out quickly.
You know, 2 years into it, I'm still not used to the 2-minute timeout.
The officials aren't usually either. Mason Bodaroff going to check into the ball game. He is a sophomore. He'll replace Jackson Bratton on this second down and 11 call.
Tiff Grant Meyer airs it out just a little bit with Damian Cervantes wide to the left side. In fact, two receivers to the left side, which is the wide side of the field, off this double wing. QB's back. Defender gets away, chasing the quarterback. He's in trouble. Looks, throws downfield late, and throws it out of bounds. And thus what had happened is the right defensive end for Atchison County eluded his block and was in the backfield almost instantly. And there were just, the quarterback was running, you know, desperately then.
Yeah, didn't allow the receivers to get downfield at all, didn't allow himself to get his feet set. He was just running on that play. Now it's a 3rd and 11 with a minute 18. And if you're ACCHS, you start thinking, man, we've been close on a couple punts tonight. Here's a chance where if we can get a stop here, maybe we can get after the punter and get excellent start, or excellent field position.
Here we go, 3rd down and 11. Quarterback will hand off. We'll go with a little reverse, and it's not going to go anywhere. A yard or so, nowhere near what they needed. It might be a 4th down and 10.
ACCHS going to burn the timeout, and that's what I was kind of sitting there wondering, if they were going to take the timeout, try to come after the punter.
We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. We will probably not be too long as these coaches talk about this. We've got homecoming 2025 and a crowd that is well representing that during the here tonight. We had great homecoming king and queen candidates and the crowning of the royalty, Gus. And I know that we both appreciate when they give everybody plenty of time before the game to enjoy homecoming festivities, and they crowned the court with Madison Martin, homecoming queen, and Rance Besser, homecoming king for 2025 at ACCHS. Gosh, it seems like just the other day was maybe 1975 or something like that, you know? How quickly has that gone? I saw a member of the homecoming court from 1974 in the facility here tonight.
It's a little terrifying.
Yeah, kind of. So here we go. Valley Falls is going to be set to punt the football away. And once again, you've got Colin back there. Kearney's going to be standing inside his own 15-yard line to put a toe to it, a duo of return men. That's what the Tigers have been doing. They're putting a couple of guys back deep, one in maybe 3 yards behind the other.
Rance Fessler has been the guy who's been close on punts tonight.
Snap, helmet high, good snap, and a nice kick. That's the best kick of the game. My goodness, 40, 35, 30, picked up there and down at the 25-yard line. And that was a fantastic kick. And Riley Kessinger with the return. But Grant Meyer says, you know what? I got down there in a hurry and never let him get away. That was good defense. Good cut coverage.
Yeah, I was a little surprised the ACCHS didn't just bring the house at the punter. Instead, they kind of dropped back. I'm not sure if they were expecting maybe a fake right there, but in a little more of a safe return type setup.
Now, they're kind of backed up. 57 seconds left in this first half, and they will start this possession at their own 26-yard line. And for, how about that, Valley Falls, that was their fifth punt of the evening. And for ECCHS, only two possessions in the first quarter. Well, now they're starting possession number six of the night.
Tigers, with less than a minute to go in the opening half and a 13-0 lead, are going to have it first and 10 of their own 26-yard line. QB will pitch, tailback, sweeps out, stiff arms, nice job. Penalty markers down, the hold is going to bring it back. 10-yard gain is going to be lost, guys.
Now you're going to see another penalty right here on the near sideline.
Near the point of tackle. Officials are coming over talking to the coaches, and we'll see what we got happening over here. I was pretty sure I saw a hold in the backfield, but I did not see what occurred in that second penalty that was indicated.
You know, sometimes you worry about being on the sideline right there, then it might have just been kind of a sideline warning. Because I see a lot of the Tiger guys across the white line right now, which tells me during the play they could have been across.
Clock stops at 50 seconds to go in the first half. High school football scoreboard show on 103.9 after the ball game tonight. There was a face mask and a personal foul. One on each team.
Set. I like it.
Oh, there you go. You know, like, it makes me crazy when I have the offsetting penalty.
It's like you're double technical. I know how much you love one of those in basketball.
Just as much.
So when it's all said and done, all we did was roll a few seconds off the clock, and we're still looking at first and 10.
And the ball's still just across their own 25-yard line for Atchison County with a 13-0 lead. Once more, you've got your quarterback, Cody Falk, hands off. No, drops back, going deep. He's got a receiver, and it's tipped, and is it picked off? It is.
No,
is it? Did he catch that?
He caught it.
What an incredible catch. I thought the defender had been able to wrench the ball away from Riley Kessinger.
He had it. Damian Cervantes tipped it in the air and then somehow able to rip that ball back out of the air. ECCHS with a huge gain on the play, and now they're going to quickly spike the football.
The Tigers, in fact, snapped that ball before the down boxes were set, and it's going to stop the play. We're 43 seconds to go in the opening half. Atchison County, they did not take a timeout. This is just down to the football. And now they're still showing me first down. I'm not sure just what's carrying on that here.
Well,
they've got a loss of yardage here. They are going to give him a loss of 3 yards somehow on that play. Help me out with that, Gus. I'm not sure quite.
I'm a little confused, but Coach Techmeyer doesn't seem bothered by it.
Quarterback's back, goes to a man out of the backfield, and probably fortunately for the Tigers, that thing fell incomplete. They were throwing it over to Max Bodaroff. Great pressure on the quarterback, and Cody just kind of sailed it out there. It'll stop the clock. Third down, 13. Tigers at the Dragon, 47.
Now, I remember when it used to be intentional grounding when you spiked the ball out of the gun. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's obvious, though, that Coach Techmeyer is not upset about it, so it must be the right call on the field. I'm just not sure what it is.
Back to throw on third and long, and they lob it downfield, and it is incomplete. That was just one of those toss it in the air, hope your guy runs beneath it. Two defenders back there, and the Valley Falls player was closer, but no one was going to catch that ball. It is now fourth down for Atchison County, with still just over a half a minute to go in the half. Fourth down, well, coming about 13 or so just across midfield.
Got lots of scores rolling in. I'm not going to spoil those for you because I know Joseph's got them all, and he's going to cue them up for you here at the half. There's a timeout. You want to just keep it here
for sure.
Because right now, ECTHS can utilize this timeout with 32 seconds left in the first half. Then we're going to talk about this fourth and 13 call, try to figure out exactly what they want to do. For ECCHS tonight, this is possession number six of the night. They've got two touchdowns on a Max Bodaroff run and a Raul Malara run. How about this? ECCHS two scores, both came from 21 yards out.
Here's the thing that I thought early in the game, the way this thing had begun, I thought we would be in the fourth quarter before any team had its sixth possession.
Yeah, maybe. Because when we were looking at the end of the first quarter, ECCHS had only possessed the ball two times. I was sitting there, and you can usually, you know, extrapolate that out that two possessions a quarter tells you you're going to look at eight a night. Well, already looking at their sixth possession of the ball game.
Again, lots of games going on in and around the area. Joseph is going to update you here at halftime on scores and a lot of other things and stuff. And we're just absolutely thrilled that you're enjoying high school football this evening here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Tigers running out over the football, looking at a fourth down. Let's see what Coach is scratched out here on the near sideline with one receiver to the left and two to the right and a couple of backs in the backfield with him. Quarterback Cody Falk will take the snap. Looking left, goes to his man, and it is going to be caught, and he's a half a yard short of the first down. Riley Kessinger was the receiver, needed to get inside the 35, Gus, and he is just short of the 35.
Yeah, and that was one of those things where a lot of times you would say, you got to run that route a little deeper. It was just a slant. I mean, he caught it a little quick and just couldn't quite pick up the first down. So it'll be a turnover on downs. And ACCHS seems a little confused. They thought that was third down because they're all standing there holding up four fingers. I don't know what the confusion is. I mean, you had the incomplete pass that lost you the 3 yards somehow, and then the two plays, and you called timeout. If I were Coach Techmeyer, I would have been a little more upset about the loss of three on first down than the fourth down play right here.
That would have come back, you know, and made a big difference. So anyhow, now the coaching staff's out there chatting with the officiating crew. This is, by the way, this is a losing argument, okay? You can visit with them all you want. Nothing is probably going to change right here.
So for ACCHS, their sixth possession of the night, we'll finish on downs and four. Valley Falls will have the ball with 27 seconds to try to do something here before half.
Do you get aggressive at all here?
No.
Again with the double wing. First down call. At their own 35-yard line, Valley's back to throw. Quarterback rolls right, loads up, goes deep into all kinds of coverage, and is it picked off or is it incomplete? One receiver, three defenders.
You're looking out there. Riley Kessinger got the ball. The officials they're going to call it an interception?
Yeah, I think they did. Tigers are going to bring their offense back on the field. The crew's not helping us a lot out here tonight.
That took a long time to go ahead and decide that he did intercept that football, and now it'll be first and 10 for ECCHS.
19 seconds left. And an opening half that has seen a lot of possessions, not a lot of points. Tigers with a 13-0 lead. They're going to have this at their own 35-yard line. And Gus, no diamond formation for Atchison County here either. Receivers all over the field and two backs in the backfield. Quarterback is going to make a little pitch. Maxwell head to the near side. Going to be hit at the 35-yard line, be ushered out of bounds for a very short game. Give him a couple of yards. 10 seconds left in the half. So, for Atchison County, even though they didn't just, like, take a knee, they didn't get particularly aggressive with that. They're not going to do anything really silly here. They'd be happy to go into the locker room up a couple of scores, right?
Yeah, personal foul against ACCHS. There must have been a flag here on the near side. So, the Tiger is going to be assessed a 15-yard penalty right here before half. And this feels like the end of a basketball game.
And here we go. Marching this thing back. The line was at the 35. So what are we talking, the 20-ish? Huh? We're going to mark it from the infraction. Looks like the
beacon
to 23.
Speaking of the end of things, is this maybe the end of the Mike Gundy era tonight if they lose at home to Tulsa? Right? Like, I mean, I thought he was on a short leash anyway, yeah.
You're not a Gundy fan?
I like Mike Gundy. I just, yeah, I think at this point, you know, the leash is a little short, and right now they're trailing 16-3 in the second quarter.
10 seconds left in the half. Tigers with the football, 76 yards from pay dirt. Back to throw, looking, throwing medium pass, and it is going to be caught. Right at the first down mark. That's a 25-yard gain I guess there's still 3 seconds left. They got time enough for one more shot here. So that was a well-thrown ball. And a nice job of making a catch, slashing to the outside, getting out of bounds, stopping that clock to advance the sticks to the 47-yard line. First and 10, Atchison County, the Tigers, I figured would drop back a little more prevent.
Last 1 minute of this game, actually the last 49 seconds, have taken 6 minutes of real time.
First and 10. Last play of the half, barring of a penalty. Quarterback is back. Launching it deep downfield, and a jump ball's intercepted by Valley Falls. And that will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the half for you. Homecoming 2025 here in Effingham, Kansas. It's ACCHS 13, Valley Falls nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato Olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Homecoming 25 in Effingham, Kansas. Tiger dance team getting ready to entertain a really, really outstanding crowd here to support these two ball clubs tonight. And as the teams go to the locker room, Atchison County enjoys a 13-0 lead over Valley Falls. Gus, man, the first half took a little bit. We saw a lot of things. All but a lot of points, 13, not a lot in the first half.
Yeah, the first quarter went pretty quickly. We only saw 2 possessions out of both of these teams. ACCHS threw an interception on their very first possession. Valley Falls, they ended up punting. That's really the story for Valley Falls in the first half. They had 6 possessions. 5 of them ended in a punt. 1 was the interception by Riley Kessinger right there before the end of the half. For ACCHS, they had 2 touchdowns in the first half. Both of them were 21-yard runs. The first one coming at the 10:49 mark of the second quarter. It was Max Bodorov on a 21-yard touchdown run. The PAT kick failed. But then at the 2:10 mark of the second quarter, we saw Raul Malara take one in from 21 yards out. That time the PAT snuck through and ACCHS with our 13 points in the first half. Something else that they have been able to do is possess the ball a lot in the first half. 7 possessions for ACCHS. One of those came off of after the Max Bodorov touchdown. They kicked the onside kick. That possession ended in a turnover on downs. But ACCHS has thrown 2 interceptions in the first half. The very first possession, Damian Cervantes takes one away for Valley Falls. And then right there before half, Duncan Alvarenga going to get credit for an interception.
In the second half, I know what you're wanting to see. You're wanting to see more downhill running between the tackles, right?
Yeah, and especially for Valley Falls, because ACCHS is set up with their defense, and not that they can't stop the inside run. I just think right now they are putting all of their effort into stopping the outside run. They're really going to give you the middle of the field. So if you're Valley Falls, you got to take, you know, advantage of that. Run the ball between the tackles. Run the ball maybe a little more downhill in the early going of the second half. If you're ACCHS, kind of keep doing what you're doing, right? I mean, you've been able to find plays here and there. I just think what they've done is possessed the football in the first half and done a really good job. I think the one thing both coaching staffs can agree on at halftime, clean up the penalties. We saw a handful of penalties. The first quarter was pretty clean, but as we got into that second quarter, it was a little muddy with a lot of penalties. We saw some turnovers. We just saw some miscommunication there in that second quarter.
And it wasn't just one kind of a penalty. We were seeing false starts. We were seeing holds. We were seeing personal fouls. We saw the gambit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, between the personal foul, the face mask, the horse collar, the roughing the pass, like we've seen just about everything so far in this first half. So for both of these teams, clean it up. I know we are early in the season, but we're a couple games in, right? This is week three. You figure that this is when everything's really getting honed in and cleaned up and running the way you want it to be.
After tonight, the season a third over already.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. And speaking of that, we have a big game tomorrow afternoon.
Huge game. We're going to be bringing you the Benedictine game as the Ravens are at Clark. It'll be Benedictine in Dubuque, Iowa. Join us here on Care Radio, the pregame at about 11:30. And it's going to be, 12:30, a 1 o'clock kickoff in Dubuque, Benedictine at the Clark Pride. And the Ravens, because they're playing pretty good football, number 3 in the nation right now.
Yeah, right now the Ravens really playing great football. You know, they had that stretch where they finished the season last year against the number 1 team in the country. They started the season against the number 3 team in the country, beat them. They played the second game on the road against the number 1 team in the nation, lost to them by 3 points. Benedictine has been really on a run right now. They're playing great football, and right now maybe get to take a little bit of a breather, but you can't take the foot off the gas against this Clark team, who we're going to talk about a little more in the pregame tomorrow. Their quarterback is going to, I haven't seen the other one, is going to be the biggest quarterback probably in the conference this season. He is bigger than 9 of your 11 defensive starters.
It will be a fun one. Looking forward to bringing it to you tomorrow afternoon. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break to the second half. And tonight's high school football game on Care Radio is on tap, and we'll be back to bring that to you. Halftime in Effingham as the Tiger Marching Band performing in front of the crowd here at halftime. Intermission score, Atchison County 13, Valley Falls nothing. And we're going to kick it back to our man Joseph, who's in the Care Radio Sports Studio, and he's got your halftime.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Terry Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're proud to bring you the ACCHS Valley Falls game, and we'll be returning to it in just a moment with Tom and Gus Couts live at the field. Coming up tomorrow, we've got college football action for you right here at Hot Country 93.7, starting at about 12:30 with the pregame show as the Benedictine Ravens are at Clark. Join us with Tom and Gus Couts on the call again on the road, then on KMZA right around around 5:30 in the afternoon. We'll have Royals baseball at the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch is at 6:10, but you, of course, want to tune in for that pregame show starting right around 5:30. Saturday, we've got, or Sunday, we've got KMZA with Royals baseball again with against the Blue Jays. Right now, the Royals are leading the Blue Jays immensely with a 10-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. And we'll have that game tomorrow with first pitch at 1:10. Tune in around 12:30 for the pregame show. The Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the New York Giants Sunday as well with kickoff at 7:20 in the evening. Tune in on KMZA and KLZA right around 6 p.m. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look here at Hot Country 93.7. Sports Look airs immediately after the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then on following that, we'll have Coach's Insight with Atchison, Moorhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN immediately following Sports Look on Thursday evenings. Next Friday night, we'll have high school football with Oskaloosa at ACCHS. And then Saturday brings us back around to college football with Peru State visiting Benedictine. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility, now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look around the area, here's the scores as I have them. We've got Horton trailing Jackson Heights with, at the half, Jackson Heights sitting at 47 points, Horton 0. I'm sorry, well, that was the Horton game. In the Holton game, we've got Holton leading Valley Falls with the final score, or with a halftime score of Holton 30, Valley Falls 0. In the Perry LeCompton Silver Lake game, we're looking at a score at the half of Silver Lake 16, Perry LeCompton 6. Hiawatha is trailing Sabetha by 12 points, with Hiawatha sitting at 0, Sabetha 12. Centralia is leading Onega 15-0. Jeff West is leading St. Mary's 14-2. Nemaha Central is ahead of Rossville 28-13. And in this game, we've got ACCHS ahead of Valley Falls 13-0. I'll be back in just a moment.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 62. Easterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. 74 tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 60 tomorrow night, slight chance for showers. Upper 70s Sunday with a chance for showers. Slight chance for storms on Monday, highs in the low 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it is 70 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 70 out there with the winds out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 69%. The dew point is 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.95 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Counts right after these messages.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Joseph Kerr with you. We're going to be reconnecting with Tom and Gus Kautz in just a moment. Taking a look a little further afield in the Oklahoma State Cowboys football game tonight, the Cowboys are trailing the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. At this time, at halftime, it is Golden Hurricanes 16, Oklahoma State Cowboys 3. In the Royals game, we've got the Kansas City Royals up 10-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays right now. We will be going back, like I mentioned, to Tom and Gus Kautz as soon as we can, but I've got just a little bit more business to do, and then hopefully we can get back to them as quickly as possible.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, where second half just getting underway. The Tigers, if you recall, had won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, elected to defer to the second half, and now they have taken the opening kickoff, and they're looking at a second down 4 across their own 45-yard line. Welcome back to Effingham, everyone, for Homecoming 2025. ACCHS here at home with a 13-0 lead going to the second half, and on the second down call, handoff left side, and like the Tigers have done so many times, they'll sprint to the outside, get across the line of scrimmage, break into the secondary, and a very nice run by Max Bonneroff, and he has rolled up some yards, showing off his great speed all evening long. Gets the ball across midfield, gets it inside the 40. They're going to mark it all the way down to the 35-yard line, and the Tigers were moving the football with that 13-0 lead. Great crowd, having a great time here on homecoming, and ACCHS is going to send twins to the right side and one to the left. Your quarterback is Cody Falk, and he will pitch tailback Max, trying to get outside. And again, he's going to outrun the first guy. Finally, be bumped out of bounds across the way, but picking up about 5. And now Tigers with a run to the left on first down. Now take a run back to the right on second is Colin Kearney. He's playing that big defensive end spot over on the left side. Makes the tackle. Colin has been kind of a do-it-all guy for this team so far tonight. Not only playing the defensive end, he's been running the football from the running back spot in this double wing, and just kind of capping it all off. He's been doing the kicking for the team, too. Early in the third quarter, Tigers moving the ball on the first possession of the second half, trying to get to the outside again, looking for the edge. This time it will not happen, as an outstanding tackle by Duncan Alvaranga closes the corner on ACCHS, and they did not get the edge that time. It'll lay the third down and eight. Tigers looking to move the football, but for the first time here in the second half, they find themselves looking at a third down and long yardage call. ACCHS huddling up around their own 40-yard line.
20 years goes past.
Third down, doesn't it? Third down and eight. Long count. QB, hands off, straight in the middle. That's the run that you've been looking for, Gus, and it's going to work as it gets to the 30. And not quite enough for first down, but Max is going to get him within a couple of yards, and you know the Tigers are going fourth down here.
Yeah, I really like what the Tigers have done on this possession. Just kind of keep pounding the ball forward, pounding the ball forward. Now they're looking at a fourth down and let's call it three. So for ACCHS, the bigger problem with this play, realize it's fourth down.
Be aware it is fourth down. See what the Tigers decide to do. They, for the most part, they have started the second half like they ran the first, and that is looking to get to the outside. They shift that offensive line this time again to the left side. Let's see if it works out for them here on the fourth down. Quarterback's going to keep it. Boot to the left off the Wildcat. Turns the corner and you're going to be really close. The first down at the 25-yard line, and that's where they got it, and that's enough to move the chains. It'll bring up a first down. So ACCHS did a good job because they knew where the line to gain was, and they got to that point and moved the box.
I'm not really sure why the officials are taking so long. They were eyeing it up because the ball got to the 25. The first down marker was just outside the 25, so it should have been a little easier call than it was. First and 10 for the Tigers right here as they continue to move the ball down the field. 8:53 left here in this third quarter of play.
Ben Henke, wide to the right side, slot right, left side Riley Kessinger. QB with kind of a flare pass or maybe even a lateral to the right side, and Max is going to take a little bit of punishment, keeps his feet beneath him and drives forward. A play that I thought was going to lose a couple, gains a couple, and once again, Gus, A.J. Reeves slows it down, Grady Smith polishes it off.
That time. Yeah, for ACCHS, it was a little bit of a flare pass and maybe, as you described, almost a lateral out there into the flat. Lucky to get a yard on the play. It'll bring up a second and nine now for the Tiger offense.
That's always a risky play, that lateral business, when you try to get it to the outside that way. If that thing gets away, you just don't know what's going to happen. Hand off on a little trap play and nothing doing. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that was probably about all you could have hoped for on that play by Rain Koontz.
That time making the stop on the play is going to be 56 Jesse Hurts, a freshman.
Third down and we're going to call it back to 25-yard line. Third down and 10. The play being brought in by Colton Lowe from the near sideline. So Coach Techmeyer, because again, you can call it third down and 10, but, you know, it's really third and five and fourth and five if you try to do that because you're in four down territory here, right? You want five or six.
Yeah.
Backs on each side of the quarterback, and again with the Wildcat, following the blocking of the line straight ahead, and there's the first five, taking it down to the 20-yard line, just getting behind the big guys and riding the wave. Ultimately, Flint Seymour with the tackle of Rance Besser. It's going to bring up that fourth down five. Tigers, when they have taken your advice, guys, done a nice job running in the middle. I mean, they have been able to pick up again 5 yards. Is it the explosive play? Is it going to hit the highlight reels? No. Is it going to win you a lot of games? I think so.
You know what else it's going to do? At some point, that safety has been playing really deep all game, and that's Grady Smith. One of these plays, you're going to suck him down into the box and be able to throw it.
Quarterback's back to throw on fourth down and leads his guy too far, and it is going to be an incompletion. Valley Falls defense bends a little bit, does not break, and Valley will hold the Tigers off the board.
That time you were looking for a little post pattern from Ben Hanke out there, but playing out in center field was Grady Smith, and we talked about it. That safety just still had not sucked down in the box. It was going to be tough to throw over the top, and an incomplete pass will be a turnover on downs. And for Valley Falls, they'll start their first possession of the second half.
Here we go, first and 10 for the Dragons, again in those traveling white uniforms with the black helmets, lettering and trim, from their own 20-yard line. Valley Falls offense has not been able to do a lot. This time they'll go over to the left side and they'll put it in the hands of Colin Carney. And that's maybe his best run. That time he planted the foot and
cut back up.
Yeah, what he did is instead of running that thing all the way to the sideline, he planted about the guard box and worked his way east and got what yardage he could. And they're going to say he probably picked up about 8 on the play. So a nice run right there for Valley Falls. Again, we talked about trying to run into the middle, I think, is where both these teams are going to be able to at least soften up the defense.
Yeah, Colin is a big guy, and he's got good speed, but you're not going to outrun those corners and safeties to the outside edge. Second down and a pair. Valley Falls is the first possession of the second half, trending in the ball game 13-0 early in the third quarter. Hand off left side, not much. He didn't pick up anything, and now it's 3rd and 2. So for the Dragons, keeping the ball on the ground, I think they're just looking to establish a nice little possession here, and that's probably what they need in this game and at this point in the year.
Yeah, try to just get something to go right there. Elijah Webb comes up to make the stop on the play for ACCHS. Elijah, a junior for the Tigers defense.
Grant Meyer taking a long old look over to far sideline. Coach Wyatt Hofstra, that's an old friend of ours, is also on the assistant coaching staff. Cullen Bruner is on the staff here.
Good.
Good to see him doing well.
That's what I was thinking to myself.
Third down call. Here's a trip, and Colin didn't get anywhere. They gave it back again to Colin Carney, and again he tries to get to the outside, but super job of the Tigers that time as they just shot into the backfield. Give Evan Falk that TFL. Fourth down, Valley Falls, and they will call on Colin Carney to punt it away again, and he's been kicking the ball a lot. That last kick of his was spectacular, but before that, they were close to getting to him.
7 possessions tonight. This will be the 6th punt of the evening for Valley Falls. You say, well, wow, what happened on that possession where they didn't punt? Well, Riley Kessinger took it away with an interception.
A low snap, and the kick has gotten away, and it is going to be short. It'll take a Tiger bounce, and it's going to be down around the 45-yard line. That was risky business, man.
Get away from that ball.
For ACCHS, the exchange of the football, yeah, cost them a little bit of yardage, but not a lot. And we're down now to 4.5 minutes ago in what has now become a really rapidly moving third quarter. Each team has had a single possession. Neither team's been able to do a lot.
The other thing they've done, no penalties so far, right?
Yeah.
So far here in the second half, and knock on something. But both coaching staffs have been able to kind of clean up those penalties a little bit at the half, and for ACCHS, they're going to start their second possession of the second half. Their last one was a turnover on down deep in Valley Falls territory.
Tigers are going to bring a senior into the offensive line, Quentin Allison. 1st and 10 call. Trying to get to the outside and breaking a tackle and another. And finally, the 3rd defender is able to make the stop on the Tigers' runner, Raul Malara.
That time in there, Samuel sitting up made the stop, a senior.
Because for Valley Falls, a lot of times tonight we have seen the defense flow to the football, make good initial contact, only to have that Tiger running back get away somehow, pull free, bounce off the tackler, and continue to move the ball downfield. So strong running for the Tiger running backs have been able to keep some of these drives alive. 2nd down 5. Hand off straight ahead, straight downfield, down to 40, 35, and down around the 32-yard line. And that was the classic downhill run.
Yep, just lower the shoulders, blast into the middle, pick up what yardage you can, and the ball all the way down to the 32-yard line. Now let's back it up. Let's go to the 33-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10.
The score here is 13-0, but if you have the statistics in front of you, the yardage gained by these two teams would be, the differential would be massive. 1st down call, and again, straight ahead the run, this time off right guard, and Raul Malara just advances the ball, gets himself another 5. 5 yards at a time, you're going to score a lot of points in a game.
Yeah, you're going to be able to score a lot of points. You're going to be able to run a lot of time off the clock, and Valley Falls looking to shore up that defensive front a little bit. They're going to bring big number 72 into the ballgame, Jesse Tyler. Tyler out there, a sophomore.
Jesse's a big, strong guy, and he's going to anchor over on the left D-tackle side. That's right where they have been running, right into that spot. 2nd down 5, Atchison County. They'll hand off on that misdirection. They've run it a bunch of times, and this time it's going to be successful again. Finally being pulled down from behind, but not before gaining a first down. It is Brady Nellis, and he hauls down Ra'u Amalara. Wait a minute, that's Kane. Kane Coons. So Kane, with that run, moving the chains, it's inside the 20-yard line, down to the 18. Not sure the Tigers will score in this quarter. We're down to 2.5 to go in the third. High school football scoreboard show coming up after the ball game on the 103.9. Mr. Member of the family. So KNZA is hosting that, joining them for those scores and information and insights and standings and all of that. This carry is going to be down to the 15-yard line. It's going to be a shorter gain of about a 3, 2nd and 7.
Jesse Hurts again on the stop for Valley Falls. And ACCHS running two guys into the ball game. This time it's Kane Koontz and Rance Besser for the second down call.
It's been kind of that same pair that has been rotating in and out, alternating plays and coming in from the near sideline. There you go on a 2nd down 7. Tigers just short of the 15-yard line, now deep in Valley Falls territory. Cody directing a little traffic now. We haven't seen him do that as he points up to the line. Illustrating something to one of the guys. Hands off to the right fullback. He'll bounce outside, looking for the edge. He's going to find it. And Rance Vesser is drugged down from behind, but it looks like he's going to move the sticks, and it's going to be another Tiger first down, making a first and goal.
That time, Colin Carney over there to make the stop for Valley Falls. And for ECCHS, that ball right on the 10 for a first and goal. You know my theory on this. You always like first and goal, but
you hate it just inside
the 10. I like first and 10 at the 11 or the 12.
So here we go. 1, 12.
Hey, it's third down.
Here we go. We've had a hard time with downs. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. And again, the Tigers are going to shift everybody a step over to the right side on this third down call. And there goes a marker. Did we get a false start? We did. So third and 2 becomes third and 7.
So you're going to think they're talking to one of the offensive linemen. So I'm going to guess that he got set and then had to slide over when the offensive line moved versus where they stay up on their hips so that then they can move. Well, that time he must have been down.
Is this like the electric slide? These guys, you know,
just overthinking things.
Here we go. The bounce to the outside, and that's not going to get there. They put the ball in the hands of Max Botteroff, who's been spectacular all night, but Colin Carney was able this time to get a good wrap on him and bring him to the ground. And 4th down 5 for Atchison County. And they will have time to get this playoff before the third quarter ends, but we're in the last half a minute. ACCHS coming up over to football. And line of scrimmage, about the 14-yard line.
If I were ACCHS and I could take this to the quarter, I would, because I'm thinking you could pick up some yardage on the switch
or lose some. Here's a pitch outside, running into his own blocker, cutting into the middle, picking up a first down, and it's down to the 5-yard line. Again, what a nice job by Rance Vester. Gus, he did a good job, I felt like, of finding that blocker, getting behind him right into the middle, and then diving for what he could get as the third quarter comes to a close. We'll be back, 4th quarter, in Effingham, Kansas, for Homecoming 2025. It's Atchison County 13, Valley Falls, nothing.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
In Effingham, where we just enjoyed a third quarter gust of relatively error-free. A couple of mistakes, not terribly bad. Fast-moving, but relatively uneventful football because they kind of went up and down a little bit, but nothing really happened. There were no points scored. And for Atchison County, we're going to come out, though, with a chance for them to put little fireworks on the board as they're going to have a first and goal here.
Talk about how limited the second quarter was. Valley Falls with one possession, ACCHS with only two, and that's what happens when you're going to play clean football like that. You keep the ball on the ground, and that game is going to speed up just a little bit. Now we're looking at our final 12 minutes of football right here, and both teams getting around their coaching staff. And if you're going to fight Hofstra, you've got to come up with a way to keep ACCHS off the board right here, because a stop would be huge. And for the Tigers, punch one in here, and that could be game.
They've got the down marker pretty well set. It is going to bring up a first and goal. We're going to call this about just outside the five. Call this a six-yard line just because it's not the five. And the Tigers in those home black uniforms, they're already out there. Valley Falls still huddled up and getting some words of wisdom and encouragement from head coach Wyatt Hofstra over in front of the Dragons bench. And here comes Valley Falls out over the ball. ACCHS first and goal. Because I just continue to be impressed with the Tigers running backs. Not only have they been fast, but they have done a good job of not going down with initial contact, with continuing to drive and continuing to finish out those plays.
You know what that tells you is that these guys were in the weight room this summer.
First down. Handoff straight up the middle, straight into the end zone. That's a touchdown, Tigers.
Rance Besser on the touchdown run right up the gut. Nobody able to bring him down on a six-yard touchdown scamper.
You talk about nobody able to bring him down. I'm not sure anybody got a mitt on him. I mean, he just exploded off that right side and it went straight to the end zone, and the Tigers now go up 19-0. So with that 19-0 lead, Atchison County again going to put a toe to the football, trying to add one more. What a spectacular night it is out here tonight, Gus. What did we have at kickoff? It's like 71 degrees or something at the kickoff. Hardly any wind. This kick is end over end, and it is good. And ACCHS, we have just clinched this one with their third TD of the evening. We're taking a break. Early fourth quarter, 11:56 to go in the ballgame. Atchison County, 20. Valley Falls, nothing.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
So it's touchdowns in the ballgame for the Tigers by Max Bodaroff, Raul Malara, and now Rance Vesser. ACCHS is stretched to a 20-0 lead, and we are moments into the fourth quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. And Gus, for Valley Falls, the molehill has really become a mountain, because you're down three scores, and it's going to be hard to get three possessions now.
Yeah, you know, here we are at the start of the fourth quarter, and for Valley Falls, this will only be the second time they've touched the ball in the second half. Now you find yourself needing to score three more times and to keep ACCHS out of the end zone, and it's going to be an uphill climb at this point.
Here comes the Tiger kick, and it is that squibby little kick and taken by a man in the middle of the field at the 35-yard line, who is tackled immediately. Right away, Colton Lowe got down there and made that stop for Atchison County. And for Valley Falls, well, they got plenty of fuel to work with. It'll be first and 10, and the Dragons will have it at their own 35-yard line. ACCHS kickoffs have been predictably low and short and bounding down the field.
Next week, the Tigers will stay home. They have two home games remaining after this. They'll be home with the Bears of Oskaloosa next week.
Flint Seymour is going to come wide to the left side. It'll be interesting to see how Valley Falls attacks it. They have spread the field now, four receivers out, one man in the backfield, and penalty marker said we have a motion penalty, and this pass is going to be complete. Going to pick up a first down and get out of bounds, but it's all coming back. A little motion back there. One of the guys in the backfield getting away just a little early, and his officials are huddling it up at the 30-yard line.
Valley Falls moving downfield.
Hang on.
false start often.
They were very meticulous about spotting that ball 12 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, only to reverse that and bring it back. It will be first and 15 now.
Yeah, it'll be first and 15 from the 30-yard line. So not sure why they spent so much time spotting the ball 12 yards, but
as quickly as the third quarter went, the first 15 seconds of the fourth quarter have taken a while already.
What was one of the things we talked about at halftime you had to clean up? And in the third quarter, they did clean it up, and that was penalties. And then what do? We start the fourth quarter with a penalty to slow this thing down a little bit. 11:45 left here in the contest. ACCHS leading by 20, but Valley Falls with the ball, looking at a first and 15 right here.
Yeah, and for Valley, again, they have a chance of coming back. They're going to need to be a little up-tempo. They cannot afford to slow anything down. Back at their own 30-yard line. QB Grant Meyer back to throw, lobs one over the middle. It's going to be in front of and just beyond the reach of Flint. And it'll go incomplete up around the 40-yard line. They were looking to pick up about 10 on that pass. And again, that's a smart play. You pick up part of it. Don't break your neck to try to get all of it at once.
Yeah, you're trying to chunk it up and make it a little more manageable. But the problem is with the incomplete pass right there, you thought you were playing from behind the sticks early. Well, now you're finding yourself looking at a second and 15, and that hill gets a little bigger.
Flint goes wide to the right side. For Valley Falls, you're also going to send a receiver over there, except Brody, maybe, very wide. Going back to the double wing this time. The defense looked like it was offside, but apparently no. Quarterback rolling to the right, running for his life, pursued from behind, and will throw it near the first down marker. But it's going to go out of bounds and incomplete. And, again, the pursuit from the backside on Grant Meyer was really severe. Tigers
guessed the snap.
Get out there.
Yeah, so what happened was the Tigers guessed the snap count. They guessed correctly on that one because you had a defender almost in the backfield as the quarterback was getting that snap. He had to just take off running for everything he had off to the far sideline. Throws it incomplete. It'll bring up now a third and 15 for Valley Falls.
And that ball just moved up a couple of yards. I'm not sure what that 2 yards is about exactly, but hey, if I'm Valley Falls, I'm very pleased to have that advance in the football.
If I'm Coach, I've been a little surprised that Coach Techmeyer doesn't get a little more worked up about it. He's like, yeah, let's give him 2 yards. And instead of third and 15, you're looking at third and 13.
So. I don't know Coach Techmeyer real well, but he's obviously a very chill kind of a guy.
Very relaxed.
11:26 to go into ball game. Third down, 13 now. Valley Falls, three-step drop. Now QB steps right, throws deep into a lot of coverage. It's kind of a jump ball. It's going to go incomplete. The Valley receiver is looking for an interference call, which does not seem to be forthcoming, and it'll bring up a fourth down.
So we saw 3 yards on the spike. We saw 2 yards on the incomplete pass. Like, is there a spot on the stat sheet for miscellaneous yards?
Additional. It's just under additional. Kind of like, there's a column for that.
So it's going to bring up now a fourth and 13-ish, 15, depending where they spot it.
Okay, if you're Valley Falls, you have no choice but to leave the offense out, right? I mean, punting
is
no purpose.
I think at this point you find yourself down 20, you just got to go for it.
And with that in mind, it's exactly what Coach Hobson is going to do with this. Fourth and 13 at your own 32. The pressure's on. There was a hold, no call. Quarterback rolls right again. He loves to roll right, throws downfield into traffic, and it's going to land out of bounds. Had anyone caught it, it would have been out of play. And ACCHS has got an opportunity here to make this final score not indicative of how it's gone tonight. And that possession, here's one of the killer.
Wow, so there must have been there's a personal foul at the end of this play. Is it roughing the passer, maybe? On the far side. Oh, there it is, way over there on the far sideline. Just about a yard to the right of the quarterback standing over there.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. For Valley Falls, that possession, if it indeed is over, and maybe it is not now it's with the assessment of the penalty, but they have taken like less than a half a minute off the clock. It's one of those three-play, 30-second possessions that are really tough. However, that penalty, and I did not ever see the indication, but whatever it is, is not an automatic first down, but it is going to make it a fourth down.
So we saw this last week in the Atchison game. It was a roughing the passer, and it's only a 15-yard penalty, not an automatic first down if that doesn't net the first down. So it is a fourth and four, because I scratched my head last week, too.
From the 41, again, Tigers almost offside, but the pass over to the right flat caught and immediately going to the ground. That was a smart play by Damian Cervantes. He knew he'd gotten the first down. But he knew if he tried to get away, he probably was going to lose the yard he had to have, and so he went down.
He started looking like he was going to arc it back and then realized that that's not going to keep the first down. Get down, pick up the first down, get ready for the next play with 11:07 left here in the fourth quarter.
Smart play by Damian, and the Dragons keep the drive moving as we are now 1 minute into quarter number four. 11 minutes to go in the ball game. 20-0. Atchison County in front. With a wing on either side, quarterback Grant Meyer has a running back behind him and a receiver wide to the right side at their own 47-yard line. They're taking lots of time, not in any hurry. Maybe they're going to try to drive the Tigers off because they are chomping at the bit. And here's a hand up in the backfield, and those defenders shot through their guts. A tackle for a loss. The running back had no chance. They feel like they look like a team, the Tigers do, who know the count, and they're getting back there instantly.
You know, a couple plays before that, we talked about that the Tigers had kind of gauged the count and just jumped into the backfield and guessed it correctly. And that time, AZVHS was back there just like a rocket to make a hit on the play. And now we're going to get a second and 15 for Valley Falls.
Yeah, so that's going the wrong way. And AZVHS defense has played better and better as this thing has gone along tonight. Back to the double wing again on a second down 15 call. Tough yardage for this kind of an offense to produce. QB's back, again running for his life, running to the right, directed traffic, throwing downfield, and way overshoots his intended receivers. Look at Colin out there. Colin is big and tall and can leap, but that pass was beyond him.
If he looked a little further down the field, he had Flint Seymour open on a little bit of a post drag across the middle of the field.
So the plays right now, Gus, feel to me like Groundhog Day. I mean, I'm seeing the same things happen. Tigers instantly off the ball, into the backfield as quickly as the quarterback gets the ball. Quarterback being forced and flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his right and throwing it into traffic.
He just feels comfortable, I think, rolling to the right. Yeah. And so that's why you're going to have to set up your pass plays to kind of drag everything to that side of the field.
And maybe part of it is the pressure has been coming from his left, the Tiger right, and so maybe that's part of it, too, flushing him over that side. Third down and 15, Atchison County on defense, leading 20-0. Valley's back to throw, QB steps up, throws again down the right side, and again he throws into triple coverage, and his intended receiver was very well covered up down there, Duncan Alvaranga. It is incomplete, and now fourth and 15. I got a question for you. You're a tech kind of a guy. Oh, we'll do that in a second. So the electronic things are
thinking
fourth
the
down.
Exact same thing.
So how do they know it's fourth and 15? Because they, you know, the line of game.
Or they just think to each other, like yeah. Bluetooth to each other, and then kind of
where
figure out
be.
The distance. Nice. Technology. I like that.
Technology.
Really? Nice.
This is,
I like it.
Delightful.
See what I mean, though? Night games is wonderful. You can read those nice and bright.
Not in the afternoon, probably. I hear you. Okay, here's a fourth down call. And Valley Falls. Now the quarterback will roll the other way. Now drop back, throw into traffic. It's picked off. And the Tigers are going to lose about 15 yards on the pick. But, hey, if I'm Jaden Harvey, I want to pick that thing off, too.
Yeah, Jaden Harvey said it's homecoming. Give me an INT.
Yes,
and he'll take it away right there. What a job right there by the senior for ACCHS. And at the 9:26 mark, it's Tiger football.
Hope you're enjoying the ball game tonight. High school football on a Friday here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. 9:20 to go in the game.
Can I tell you?
Atchison County with the ball up 20-0.
I'm kind of proud that that wasn't even a Joseph setting it off time, you know, a legal idea. Usually he has to remind us.
Yeah.
Not going to lie there.
We're right on it here tonight. How about that? Here's a straight-ahead run, and Max Botteroff, He's been kind of the workhorse tonight for this team, running the ball. Got one of the Tigers' three scores, but, gosh, he's got to be, what, 70 yards, 75 yards tonight? Second down and 8.
If you're ECCHS, get a little patient right here, right? You find yourself leading by 20. Going to take lots of time sending the play in. Run as much clocking. Come away with a big homecoming win here today.
Second down, 8 call. And the Tigers, I would expect, going to be really patient. Snap is high over the quarterback's head. It's rolling on the ground, and it's covered up by a back. That snap was way high. And how about Rance Besser getting in there and jumping on the ball? We got a couple of Tigers who may have gotten shaken up on that. Third down coming up.
The officials have never really pointed. The Tigers are holding on to the football. The officials are sitting here talking to a couple of Valley Falls players at the bottom of the stack. And
so it's going to be marched back inside the 45-yard line, setting it down around the 42, third down 13. 8:20 to go in the game. And for Atchison County, a little risky business there. Somebody could have gotten hurt, and I was afraid for a moment perhaps someone had, but I think they're going to be good to go. An apparent passing down for quarterback Cody Falk. And he is back to throw. Flares one over the middle. It's going to be caught, and a great second effort is going to garner a first down inside the 35. Nice catch by Riley Kessinger. Duncan Alvaranga right with him, but he sidestepped him just a little bit and got in front of him and got beyond the down marker.
Yeah, that was a great job. As he caught it, he turned back towards the Valley Falls sideline and then was able to just kind of slip out of Duncan's tackle for a moment, pick up the first down, and now with 7:48 left here in the game, ECCHS looking at a first and 10 down at the Valley Falls 43-yard line.
Wing to the right side, a duel of backs for Cody Falk. Tigers, you can see, developing a little more confidence. Now the snap is a little bit high, and Falk is running back, and is he able to gather it up?
That was impressive. Cody Falk able to dive back on top of that football because he had bearing down on him, a Valley Falls player, and back there was Chandler Martins. Martins went for the tackle, but somehow Cody able to scoop it up. They're going to see a loss all the way back to the 35, but to keep the drive alive. It'll be second and 32.
Yeah. About right. Second down 32. And yeah, I didn't think there was any way a quarterback was going to be able to get on that ball. The way it was bounding and the speed at which it was going, usually you roll over the top of it or shoot by it, or the ball caroms away from you. So for the Tigers, good fortune. Second down and extremely long. They'll flare it over to the right side. Plenty of blockers out in front of him and dancing up their near side. Look at him go. 40, 50, 40. Pulled down finally from behind. That was a superb run. Not enough for the first down, but that was a 30-yard catch and carry. And Raul Malara pulled out by Brady Nellis. And he made a nice little cut back to the middle right around the 50 here.
Yeah, that time as he got out there into open space, he saw a little bit of an alley and decided to take it. He was able to get skinny, squeeze forward, and come up about 2 yards short. It'll be a third and 2 right now for the ECCHS offense.
Here's where probably two some of the things, the conditioning and the prep and some of that stuff really begin to come into play. Are we getting dead on the phone, maybe? Here's a run straight up the middle, bouncing outside, first down to the 20. Breaking the tackle as it can, going to the end zone. That is the second score of the night by Max Bodaroff as he rambles in from 35 yards away.
Max Bodaroff with 56 yards worth of touchdown runs tonight. He scored the first touchdown of the night, a 21-yard run, and now a 35-yard run for ACCHS senior running back Max Bodaroff.
Tiger running backs all night, Gus, have been very impressive in that they are not just falling down on initial contact. They continue to drive and maintain balance and fight to gain additional yardage. And that's what happened right there. Nice, nice run. Atchison County going to bring an 11th man in for the PAT.
It's the holder.
Not the regular holder.
Is it not?
I don't think so. It is down and it is up, and it will not be successful. And we've got a timeout on the field with 5 minutes and 56 seconds to go in tonight's high school game here on Care Radio. It's all Atchison County. Homecoming 2025 finds the Tigers in front 26-0.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
.556 to play in the ball game this evening. Welcome back here to ACCHS in Effingham, Kansas, a Northeast Kansas League battle tonight. Coming up after a while, you know you love that high school football scoreboard show. You got Jake, you got Boz, you got a cast of who knows how many calling in and sharing scores and sharing insights and calling up and chatting the guys up. And they're going to bring you not only the scores from all around, but things like conference standings. And got to talk about there's some big upsets brewing right now in the area. We'll be covering all of that. And I'd have told you where they were tonight so you could win that prize pack, but I didn't know. I'd let the cat out of the bag, I'm telling you. Here's a little short kick again by the Tigers. And picked up and tackled at the 28, maybe 29-yard line. You know that? If you find those guys at the game that they attend tonight, there's like a prize.
Well, I thought when you talked about letting the cat out of the bag, I thought that's that cat that was in the car that you brought along.
Yeah.
Hagen had it this morning. Maybe got it from Shuler. I'm not really sure.
Winky.
So many things happen with that morning crew, so you've got to watch them.
Little blinky.
So here we go. 5:54 left in the contest. It is Valley Falls football for, how about this, only the third time in the second half they've touched the ball. Now they find themselves down by 26.
From the 30. They've got a little end around to the right side. It's good for one up to around the 31-yard line. Can I tell you, I'm now a little distracted with this game pretty well out of hand. 5:40 to go, 26-0 Tigers. I'm
looking
at the down marker.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going.
You notice the one with the yardage, the line to gain? I don't think it's tethered to the other because that guy's moving it all around.
It's not. You should probably go a little further.
How does he know where 10 is? He just looks at the thing and walks until it says 10? I don't know how you
find it first down. The yard to go doesn't have a chain to the other one, does it? Or do they?
Yeah.
Or do
they're tethered? They're tethered.
Okay.
Because it seems like it's kind of floating around out there. I'm not really sure, you know, that.
So ACCHS has the down box, which is digital, right? It's got a big red numeral. Really nice, easy to pick up. But then it's got the distance to go. So at the first down marker, the box is actually a little digital box, and it'll tell you that, you know, we're looking at second down and 8 yards to go. Really great technology out here in Tigerland.
Here's the thing. Now I got to wonder the battery. I mean, do they anticipate how long the game's going to last? What if we go extras? Will it go dead?
Mitch has got double A's up here in his pocket.
Extra battery.
To run down there across the field. He's pretty quick too.
It's dark. We can't go silver, so that's not gonna work. I mean, can they run wind power? Can they put a little turbine on the top of those down bars on a breezy evening and power them up? I don't know. I'm hoping there's not a lot of breeze in Dubuque tomorrow. That's what I'm really concerned about.
I'm going to guess there's going to be a lot of rain.
So,
tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
KU, West Virginia, 5 o'clock kickoff from the booth.
In the booth, yeah. That shouldn't be close, should it?
Probably be closer than it should. Kansas a 13.5-point favorite, but I don't know about any of that. Kansas being the best Division I football program in the state right now.
Wow.
But, you know, here's the deal. K-State, I think, is going to get it on track. Not this year, but when they get Avery Johnson out of there, I think they'll be a little better. Okay, we're going to get another timeout. This is, there's a lot of confusion happening out there, and we're going to let Joseph help us out here for a second. What do you say? Joseph, we're taking a break. 5.5 to go in the ballgame. Atchison County, 26, Valley Falls, scoreless.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
We're back with you here at Effingham, Kansas, where after an injury timeout, then personnel is not quite right, so another timeout has been taken, and now we got players just kind of milling around out on the field, shoveling in and out, and our crew tonight seems to be in no real rush to move this thing forward with any degree of briskness. Second down, 8.
Talking about these two teams, next week, ACCHS back home with Oskaloosa. They only have 2 more home games remaining this season. So Valley Falls next week, they're going to be home with Onega.
Tigers, can't believe that was they were not offside on that play. They got into the backfield so quickly, tackled the ball carrier. Matter of fact, they had the ball carrier before he had the ball, and it's going to be tackled for a big loss.
That time the Tigers quickly into the backfield, and that time making the stop for ACCHS is going to be the junior, Kane Coon.
I'm going to throw out something here, and if I were Valley Falls, I might change the count just once.
Yeah.
See what happens. You know, go 2. 5 minutes and rolling to play. And now, okay, guys, bail me out again. Well, now what?
We got another player that's a little slow to get off the field for Valley Falls, so going to help him off. And is there?
Nice.
But the problem is, like, during the time it took to get the player off the field, the officials still had not talked about what this penalty is and where they're going to assess it. But it is going to be marked off against ACCHS.
There's 10, and he's still walking. There's 15, and he's still walking. Seems. And there's 20. There's about 21.
Okay.
Maybe. Pretty close. We're down to 4 minutes to go. Clock continues to roll here. 26-0 is your score.
I haven't seen any indication as to what the penalty, right? Okay. Yeah, we're just, let's go.
Here we are. 1st and 10, Valley Falls from their own 41-yard line. Quarterback back, 1 step, drop, fires one, right side, caught on the sideline and up to the 50-yard line, picking up about 9. And so it'll bring up a 2nd down. Valley Falls, that time when they went to the right side, that one went really well for them.
At that time, a quick flare pass off to the right side, caught by Damian Cervantes, and then steps out of bounds after about a 9-yard gain. It'll bring up a 2nd and 1 for Valley Falls. 3:23 left in the contest.
Ball right at the 50-yard line, right on top of the big paw print for Atchison County. 2nd down and 1. Here's where you load one up, right? Quarterback's back, ball on the ground, picks it up. 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders chase him. He's running the wrong way, and now he throws it. He is.
There it is.
Is that the
throw it?
Call?
I can't tell if he threw it. He kind of stood at the quarterback and reached for his pocket.
It was thrown. I don't know if there was a receiver anywhere nearby.
It wasn't. There was an offensive lineman, number 52, over there, but nobody else. Did he not throw it?
I don't think so.
Oh. He kind of reached for his pocket right there, and I thought maybe he just dropped it, and I couldn't see it.
Wow. We are now inside 3 minutes of playing in a ball game.
That was definitely in the pocket, did not cross the line of scrimmage. I mean, clicks 2 of the 3, and I don't think there was a receiver anywhere near it.
3rd and 1.
And they'll hand on the sweep, the tackle in the backfield, a loss of 5. It'll bring up a 4th and 6.
Great job right there by ECCHS to get into the backfield, make the tackle on the play. I've got Evan Faulk, the junior, making a hit back there for the Tigers. It's going to be a 4th and 7 for the Dragons. And we're down to 2:38 left in the game.
Okay, 4th down. There we go. 4th down and 7. The yardage on the electronic machines is pretty much automatic, but the down is not. You got to click a button, I think, to make the down.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Valley Falls wants to take the goose egg off. They got to do something right here. Quarterback steps up, launches one. I mean, he's going deep. He's going long, and that's way too deep and way too long, and it's going to go incomplete and out of bounds. And a couple of hops goes across the track, and the Tigers will bring their offense back on the field for guess what's going to be the last time tonight. 2:08 to go. 26-0. Atchison County, the Tigers, you know, even though Sargent was slow, the Tigers have been in control of this game. There's not been, I feel like, at any point where you weren't feeling pretty comfortable if you were an Atchison County fan.
And
we're going to get a timeout taken before the Tigers take over.
Joseph, we're going to keep it here. There's only 2:08 left in the contest. What we're going to talk about is for Valley Falls, they only possessed the ball twice in the first quarter, but in the second half, they have only had the ball 3 times. Why is that a thing? Well, going into halftime, they were down 13-0. So that being said, they would have had to score on every possession of the second half to try to take any kind of a lead. So, again, you start looking at the game and breaking it down, because I think so many times you look at a game and you're like, man, offense gets the ball all the time. And then you stop and you start breaking down the numbers and you're like, we're only going to touch the ball 8 times tonight, and you get down by 3 touchdowns. All of a sudden, you put yourself up against a wall that it's going to be a hard one to try to get yourself back into it.
And that's why it's so impressive always, especially at least for me, when I see a team put together a 17-play, you know, drive down the field that just burns the time off the clock. So here we go. It'll bring up a 1st and 10 Tigers. Valley Falls is out of the field, but Atchison County, my guess we're bringing in some new guys that we're having mismatched jerseys. So we got some of the young guys out there going to have a little homecoming fun. You know? Here we go. Grab up your programs, guys. Here we are. ACCHS, 1st and 10. Just inside the 45 of Valley Falls. Quarterback, hard count, straight ahead run. Nice little carry. The handoff from quarterback James Gaddis, a freshman. James is long and angular. He's a tall, slim, young freshman quarterback. Hands off to Jackson Branton, another freshman. So the Tigers getting some young guys in. They're now coming off the near sideline. It's going to be sophomore Caden Hankey. Caden comes in, and Mason Bodaroff, Tiger sophomore, will rotate out. It's got to be fun for Coach Tegmeyer to have the opportunity and the luxury to be able to do this with homecoming victory well in hand. We're down to the last couple of minutes of the ball game. Snap is back. Hand off into the middle, and just nowhere to go for Caden Hankey. And he'll be tackled, and it will bring up a 3rd down with a minute left. Into the lineup now. Back in is going to come Mason. So we have the young guys up there. We've got Lawrence Compton in the game for the Tigers along the line. Who else do we have? Coming wide near side is freshman Alan Wagner. 3rd down call, little pitch. Looking for the outside edge, breaking a tackle, and another one down to the 50, to the 40, and dragging a defender. How about Jackson Bratton? That was a nice carry as he swept to the near side. Does not get a 1st down, but got a lot of yardage. We're a 30 seconds left in this one.
Talk about those receivers blocking down the field. Mason Bonnerall getting a good job out there of getting his guy and lining him up.
Carter Chapman's out of the game. I got freshman receiver Lane Olson is in there for Atchison County. Trying to get some of those guys' names out there if we can. 4th down call for the Tigers. Hard count. QB with the pitch. Going outside with it is going to be Mason. he'll get to the edge and not be able to advance to the first down mark. And Valley Falls will have a snap of the ball left, maybe.
First guy off the bench for ECCHS right there to head out this defense. Let's see, big number 50, Max Miller, freshman for ACCHS.
And here comes Caleb Kistler, sophomore, dashing out there. Clock stops with the exchange of possession.
You got Drayton Masters out there, and right now Coach Deckmeyer making sure everybody's
like, okay,
kind of where they need to be. And
I need two hands plus one, right?
Make sure I get everybody to 11 where I need them to be.
You know what else you're doing? If you got a really good assistant coach or student assistant, you're making sure that everybody got to step out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Turn around point and make sure everybody gets out there. All right. So I like how they're doing this. In the first four out, you got Max Miller, Caleb Kistler. You talked about also Drayton Masters out there. Now you're going to get 22 and 23. So Jackson Bratton and Mason Fodoroff.
Got 25. Keldon Armstrong is a freshman. He's out there. Going deep is Lane Olson.
Riker Diebold and Carter Chapman out there.
Got Lane out there. He's your cover guy, right?
And then the last guy's out there. You're going to see Alan Wagner back out there and Caden Hankey.
Valley with it. First and 10. Starts around 38-yard line. Tigers about to win homecoming. They will hand off a sweep to the right side. Gets to the 40. Five and just short of the first down marker. Will Valley be able to hustle to the line and get off another play, or do they have an intent and or desire to do that? I'm thinking the answer to that is in the negative, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Evergam, Kansas, ACCHS 26, Valley Falls nothing, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with meal steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
It's homecoming 2025, and it's in the books as ACCHS comes out. Gus played a good, solid ball game, did what they needed to do, and were able to shut out their opponents from Valley Falls tonight. Tigers winning it 26-0.
Yeah, ACCHS came out in this ball game. Struggled on the first possession. They threw an interception, but two possessions later,
knocked out two touchdowns in the second quarter, a 21-yard run by Max Flodder, and then a 21-yard run by Raul Malara. Scoring then dropped off in the third quarter. We didn't see a whole lot of possessions for either team. One possession apiece in the third quarter. But then in the fourth quarter, ACCHS tacks on two more. Take care, guys. Tacks on two more. Six-yard touchdown run by Varance Besser. They completed the PAT. And then a 35-yard touchdown run by Max, his second one of the night. At the 5:56 mark, put the cap on this homecoming win tonight for ACCHS.
Yep, and the Tigers are going to advance their regular 2-1 on the season for Valley Falls. Goes to 1-2 next week. Tigers right back here with Oskaloosa. For Valley Falls, it will be a game with Onega. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us in. And, you know, don't you know, if you want to hear the scoreboard show, 103.9 is going to be having that up. Jake and Boz and the gang will be over there for that tomorrow. We've got Benedictine football. 1 o'clock kickoff, curated pregame at about 12:30. Ravens on the road. We'll have them here on K-Radio Benedictine at Clark. Final scoring game tonight. Tigers winning it 26-0 over Valley Falls until we greet you tomorrow. For Joseph, our producer engineer in the K-Radio studio, and Gus Cuffs with me here upstairs, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.